Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I am Ian McCann. This week, Everything I Own.
And I would give anything I own just to have you back again.
It has been crooned so often to a warm Jamaican rhythm that it would be easy to assume it has always been a reggae song. Everything I Own is one of the great romantic ballads of the 1970s. It expresses emotional loss in a tender, undemonstrative way, and its sentiments were sincere when the song was written. It appears straightforward. Boy loses the love of his life, expresses deep regret, longs for her return. I would give everything I own just to have you back again. However, there is more to Everything I Own than that. As the title of a Hollywood potboiler once put it, love has many faces. The song was written by David Gates, the singer of Bread, a group which is airbrushed from rock history because they were never hip or rebellious. Instead, the group relied on Gates' winning way with melodies and lyrics. Songs like Make It With You, If, Baby I'ma Want You, and It Don't Matter to Me were part of pop's furniture during the early 1970s. They were sung with considerable feeling by Gates, who also produced his band's records. Bread, they made plenty. A compilation, the best of, shipped 5 million copies in the US alone. One of Bread's hits was Everything I Own, which rose to number 5 in the US charts in 1972. It didn't do so well in the UK, but the song's success was just beginning, and it rapidly attained the status of a romantic standard. Five months after the song's US release, it was covered by the genial middle-of-the-road TV star Andy Williams. Then a sweet-voiced Philadelphia soul diva, Barbara Mason, sang it. She was followed in 1974 by Oscar Tony Jr., a southern soul belter. The previous year, Shirley Bassey tried it on for size, but her version, which threw every decibel she owned at it, went unreleased for 2 decades.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free.
Everything I Own started its unlikely parallel life as a reggae classic when the Jamaican record producer, Lloyd Chalmers, suggested to one of his clients, Ken Booth, that the song would suit him. Booth is one of the most expressive singers in reggae, and he delivered it beautifully, holding back the power in his voice to produce a spine-tingling intimacy. Chalmers' gentle, deeply rhythmic arrangement matched it perfectly, with tinkling glockenspiel and mournful horns that sounded like a brass band.
The finest years I have knew is all the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own.
Several times in the song, Booth actually sings Anything I Own rather than Everything. Perhaps he was suggesting that, having risen from the Denham Town ghetto in Kingston, Jamaica, he wasn't prepared to abandon all his hard-won chattels for love. Nobody minded this reticence, though. His cover went to number 1 in the UK, and Everything I Own was reborn. Boy George remade the song in 1987, taking Booth's version as his template, and it became his only solo UK chart topper. Some years later, Jason Mraz and Chrissy Hynde melded the song with the Steve Miller Band's track, The Joker, for the soundtrack of the 2006 family movie, Happy Feet.
People talking about me, baby.
Give up my lights. No.
They say I'm doing, I'm doing you all.
I won't give in.
But don't you worry, mama.
Rod Stewart, too, growled a rendition of Everything I Own in 2006 on one of his numerous albums of cover versions. There have been interpretations galore, but the curious thing is, every one has been a misinterpretation. Everything I Own was never a romantic ballad, not in the boy meets girl sense. Its writer, David Gates, was at his father's funeral, where a friend told him, "Your father was so proud of what you were doing." This so touched Gates that he decided to pay tribute to his dad in song. The result was Everything I Own, and its lyrics make perfect sense in that context. He sings, "You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, you gave my life to me, set me free." The love David Gates had been missing was parental, not romantic.
You taught me how to love, what it's all, what it's all. You never said too much, but still you showed.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.